I'll have to see that.
His name is Jimmy Chalzay, more commonly known by his childhood nickname, Barbecue. Once a Haitian police officer, he is now the leader of a powerful confederation of gangs called G9, which controls much of Port-au-Prince and its suburbs. With an automatic rifle strapped to his chest, Chalzay took us through the garbage-strewn alleyways of La Saline, a sprawling slum. He urged us to show the world the desperate poverty in which millions of Haitians live out their lives without basic sanitation, health care, education, or hopes for a better future. Although he is the feared leader of a violent criminal gang, Chalzay appears to be trying to reinvent himself as a leader, a man of the people, battling a corrupt system and the current government led by Prime Minister Ariel Henry, whom Chalzay condemns.
We are fighting for another society, another Haiti that is not only for the 5% of the people who keep all the wealth, but a new Haiti where everyone can have food, clean water, so they can have a decent house to live in, another Haiti where we don't have to leave the country.
Chalzay also stands accused of masterminding numerous assassinations and massacres, including one in 2018 that killed up to 25 people. He denies all the allegations.
I'm not a gangster. I never will be a gangster. It's the system I'm fighting against today. The system has a lot of money. They own the media. Now they try to make me look like a gangster.
Chalzay condemned the kidnapping of 17 U.S. and Canadian missionaries who are being held for ransom by a rival gang.
We condemn all kidnappings that happen in this country. The special one is the missionaries. They're Americans when we talk about missionaries. They came to this country to help us. Today we cannot support any gangs who kidnap people.
A severe fuel shortage has practically shut down Haiti's capital, the result of gangs hijacking fuel trucks and blockading depots. Chalzay says he can get the petrol flowing again, but says Haiti's prime minister must go.
If Ariel Henry resigns at 8 o'clock, then at 8:05 we will remove all the barricades so that the trucks can come to the fuel depot and fill up, and then the crisis will stop.
Chalzay says he wants to tear up Haiti's political and oligarchic system by its roots.
This system is criminal. The revolution we're preaching today, we cannot do this without guns, because we have our own guns. This gun is a symbol of our revolution, the revolution against the 5% of those who hold all the wealth of our nation.
As he walked the streets of La Saline, Barbecue was greeted warmly by many. Does this gang leader have ambitions to one day rule Haiti? He certainly talks like a politician, comparing himself to one of Haiti's most revered leaders in its struggle for independence from France in the 18th century.
Jean-Jacques Dessalines was a great man, the father of the nation who fought hard to free Haiti. Today, I am doing the same fighting as Dessalines did. I am following his dream. The dream of Dessalines was to see the wealth of his country be shared equally.
Outlaw, would-be revolutionary, leader of men in arms. The man they call Barbecue is one of the most powerful and enigmatic figures in Haiti today. Rob Reynolds, Al Jazeera, Port-au-Prince.